And now, it's Media One Radio Group's local public affairs radio program, Community Spotlight. We're asking the questions you want the answers to.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Community Spotlight, the Media One Radio Group's weekly public affairs program. I'm Terry Frank. A special collection to support Feed More, Western New York, and other matters regarding keeping Chautauqua County's older seniors fed. All that today and more with Meals on Wheels of the Jamestown Area Executive Director, Barry Yoakum. And first off, Barry, welcome to the program today. If things seem a little different from the past 15 months, we are live in studio now, which is a great thing. We've had the opportunity to talk to people over the phone,
yes.
And that has worked out well during COVID, but things are starting to open up. Barry and I are both fully vaccinated,
yes,
so
yes.
We are able to be in the same studio,
right.
And don't have to wear a mask, even though we are socially distanced.
Thanks, Terry, and thanks for having us up here, and I'm proud to be the first one that's in person back for you for these programs. This is great.
That's a good thing. I think the only program I did that was in studio during COVID was when the county executive had to come up.
Yeah.
And we were both socially distanced,
yep.
And we had masks on,
mm-hmm.
Which was interesting to say the least.
And we are still socially distanced. We're a good 10 feet away from each other, so we're good.
At least we are. Anyways, let's go to the Feed More Western New York collection that's taking place. I know Chautauqua Mall is having something coming up on June 5th.
Right.
What's happening here, and what can those who get Meals on Wheels do to support it?
Well, it's two different things there going, Terry. Of course, I represent Meals on Wheels of the Jamestown area, but I'm also in my volunteer capacity a board member for Feed More Western New York. And if people aren't sure about what Feed More Western New York is, it's a collaboration, combination in the last couple of years of the former Food Bank for Western New York, which includes all of Chautauqua County and many counties in Western New York, and the old former, technically was the Meals on Wheels for Western New York, which predominantly covered, Erie County, part of Niagara County, maybe even parts of Northern Cattaraugus mm-hmm. County. That merged 2 years ago into one entity called Feed More Western New York. I've been on that board. Actually, I was on the old food bank board for a little over a year before the merger. So I've been mm-hmm. involved with it for 3+ years. About a year ago, we were taking a look at, especially from a board member aspect, we were all running ragged as far as myself and our own program at Meals on Wheels, the staff up at Feed More Western New York, trying to fill the bill of getting food in the hands of people all over Western New York in a pandemic during COVID-19.
Right.
We thought as a board for Feed More that it'd be neat, why don't we do something to help out? Because when COVID hit, all those food collections, all those Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, everybody that was collecting food for the food pantries in Western New York, those all went by the wayside because of the pandemic. So our board, especially Jerry Sheldon, our chairman at the time, said it wouldn't be great if just the board members as a volunteer aspect could do something. Summertime, there's not many food drives anyway. I mean, mm-hmm. you feel about it, it's in the fall going into winter when the majority of the ones that had happened when times were good, they would happen. So go back a year ago, the first one was very successful, Western New York. There were 10 held, and I was happy that in Chautauqua County, I was helping with Greg Edwards, who is the head of the Gebbie Foundation.
Yeah.
He's part of one of the volunteer groups for Feed More Western New York with the Community Ambassadors Council. So he and I worked together last year, and we were proud to see what happened as far as the collection for peanut butter. We were the third ranked out of the 10 entities, locations that raised peanut butter last year, and we're shooting for number one this year. So that was the goal Greg and I had last year. We were not far from behind number two. Number one was way out there, which was good. I mean, they've got some population areas in Buffalo and Erie County that will far outweigh what we do here locally. But we're still trying. So the next one coming up, the second one, is coming up on June 5th, the Saturday, same place as we were last year, Chautauqua Mall at the JCPenney end, outside in the parking lot, located between the Olive Garden and the Taco Bell. 10 to 2.
10 until 2. And people who are shut in or they just can't make it to the mall, but they do get Meals on Wheels,
yes.
They can just leave a container
off.
Yes,
we've got 3 boxes of peanut butter already loading up at our location.
Oh, wow.
And we'll continue. We were getting peanut butter for up to a month afterwards last year, so we expect that as well. We marketed it to our staff, our volunteers, and our clients. And our clients, we talked about this at the office the other day, low-income clients are the most giving individuals you will ever see. They're the ones that give the peanut butter the most to us, and we're very happy about that. They're doing their fair share, like they were raised and born locally, and they wanted to do something for their community, and we're happy and helpful that they've thought of us. So.
About how much did Feed More Western New York bring in from this drive last year?
Last year, I've got the totals here. I brought them with me. I knew you were going to ask that question. Last year, grand total of almost 13,000 pounds of food came in during this drive last year. We want to exceed that for sure. I mean, like I said, we were ranked third. We want to do more than that locally here in central and southern Chautauqua County. The neat thing was that we also accept other foodstuffs. So there was other foodstuffs that were donated on top of the peanut butter. And also all locations accepted monetary donations. And this is something I'm very proud of. We were number one of the 10 locations last year for monetary donations. So we know how good of a giving heart our community is based on those numbers, not only the peanut butter and the other foodstuffs, they came through with the dollars and the bucks. And we want to see that continue too. We'll gladly accept money in replacement of peanut butter, but this is a peanut butter drive. It's high in protein. People like it. It's easy to transport. It's easy based on the number of smaller size 16-ounce jars. And when I say jars, the plastic containers. That's what we're asking for people to contribute, because you can get a lot more containers out in the community when they're smaller like that.
If somebody wants to bring a monetary donation, they make a check out. Who do they make it out to?
Feed More Western New York. We'll gladly accept that. We had a number of people do that last year. We'll be well ready for that.
Let's get to the Meals on Wheels local program. I know there were a number of changes made to get meals out to people during COVID. How has that worked out, and have you been able to relax any of the protocols yet?
We could, but we have chosen not to. We still, as far as a staff and delivery staff that's directly through Meals on Wheels in Jamestown, what we do is we are still requiring masks to be used. We got plenty of hand sanitizer, vinyl gloves if needed. We will supply anybody with vinyl gloves if they want to do that. Even though the CDC and the state of New York has relaxed some things, we just want to be extra safe. We know that the statistics show that about 50% or even fewer than that in Chautauqua County have gotten fully vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So that means there's about the same amount of people that haven't been. Either they haven't gotten all their vaccinations or they haven't gotten any vaccinations. We just want to make sure our staff is safe, our volunteers are safe, and especially our meal recipients, because we want to deliver meals. We don't want to deliver any COVID to any of our clients.
Right.
So we have not relaxed that at all. We strongly encourage all of our volunteers to make sure to continue with the masks, with the hand sanitizer, being very safe. One thing we really hated when this happened 15 months ago is we lost that personal touch, the face-to-face, the pat on the hand, the hugs, the cookies, the that type of thing. And we've done our best with that. We want to make sure we're delivering the meals safely. So in most cases, we're putting meals in a bag outside the door, on a chair outside the door, things like that, that were to reduce the contact as much as possible. So we're not transmitting any illnesses at all, COVID or anything.
Right. I did want to ask about the number of meals that you folks are delivering around the county now and how much that has changed. In terms of funding during COVID, what have you folks received? What are you able to do with that?
To be honest, 2020 was probably our most aggressive and effective fundraising year and money coming into our system year. If you remember when things happened in March, April, May last year, 2020, there were a number of things that happened as far as stimulus packages and involved with those stimulus packages. Federal and state money came our way to Chautauqua County to help provide services. And we were part of those services that were able to get into the community, which we're very happy about. So that covered some meals for some people that were quarantined. When we say quarantined, that they felt better just staying in their own homes, and we were able to provide them meals. So it was just a new funding stream that continued last year. We'll see how that goes this year. I mean, we've got similar individuals still now, but we're now, as the community opens up, and even though we're not changing things as a delivery system, the individuals are feeling more comfortable getting out in the community. So we'll see how 2021 leads, but 2020 was a great year that way. We were able to serve everybody that came along. And immediately we saw like a 10 to 12% increase in meals we delivered their first 3 months, mainly because of we wanted people to stay home. We wanted seniors not to be out in public. So we were doing our best through the Office of the Aging in Chautauqua County in Mayville to get meals in the hands of individuals. If there's even a question of providing their needs, we wanted to make sure their needs were served. plus we stepped in places like adult daycares were closed because they didn't want to serve people face to face. So we picked up quite a few people getting meals that way as well. Since that time, it's been smoother. We're all getting used to things. Things aren't normal. I don't know when we'll be normal again, but we know just talking between you and I, it's we're moving in that direction, albeit slowly.
Right. You're listening to Community Spotlight this week on the Media One Radio Group stations. I'm Terry Frank, and the Executive Director for Meals on Wheels of the Jamestown area, Barry Yoakum, is my guest this week. I know that seniors are on various dietary restrictions, be it sugar, sodium, whatever. How does that play into how it's prepared by you folks and sent out?
Well, for the last several years, we've proudly stated that our meals are done by the menus are done by a dietitian through the Office for the Aging. So there are already no added fats, no added salts, no added sugars. Those are the three main culprits, of course, for, you know, diabetes, high blood pressure, atherosclerosis, you know, heart disease, and all that type of thing. So we do our best that way of making sure people aren't going to get further debilitated by our meals, and that's something we're very proud of. In the case where people don't have problems that way, we tell them, spice it up, fatten it up as much as you want. People sometimes say we've got very bland meals, and we say, thank you. Yes, they're intended to be bland, but if you're able to spice it up, put salt, pepper on it, please do if your doctors let you do that. But the reason for doing that as well is because consistency also. Years ago, we had multiple different layers of different types of meals when it comes to the diabetic, non-diabetic. The way the food system has improved over the last 5 to 10 years, we can get foodstuffs out into the community that are good for everybody. I mean, even if you're diabetic, our food is good for you. If you're not diabetic, our food is very good for you. So we work in that direction. And that's, of course, thanks to the Office for Aging and the dietitian we work with.
Absolutely. You got enough volunteers? You need more? Or?
We always could use volunteers. I have a short listing now of volunteers I can't place right now. One good thing last year that happened was we lost, not really good, but some workplaces weren't able to supply us with volunteers. But we saw a great increase in May, June, July, and August of local teachers who went on to different schedules when schools went to different schedules a year ago. So we had a number of local educators that were to volunteer for us. When they went back to school or went back to their education setting in September, we lost them, but we were able to pick up some of those workplaces again when things happen, where masks were more prevalent, when hand sanitizer was more prevalent, when protocols that everybody knew what the protocols were 6 months into it, we knew what we could and couldn't do. So volunteer-wise, we're doing pretty good. We always want to accept volunteers because you never know when I can lose a volunteer on a moment's notice, and it's time to train somebody. But, yeah, we'll always have that. Yeah, people can call us at Meals on Wheels at 488-9119. I've got a list going of people I'm trying to place, haven't been able to place them, but I don't mind making the list longer.
I did want to ask if people want to find out more about Meals on Wheels, how to contact you folks, how to get meals delivered to them, how should they proceed?
Well, they can call us at the number I gave, 488-9119. We do work with the Office for Aging, as I said. The first step for making a referral that way is through our New York Connects program, which is 661-7582. That's for any senior service in Chautauqua County. It could be for Meals on Wheels, but there's multiple services that the Office for Aging and Office for Aging Services, as they're going to be known for in the future, that offers to the community. That's different that way. As far as Feedmore is concerned, I mean, we've got a number of food pantries that, luckily for us, that Feedmore Western York supports in our community. People know them. I mean, you're talking St. Susan's, you're talking Salvation Army. I mean, all over the county, you're talking 13 or 14 other. And that's why I want to stress Feedmore, especially with Western York with the peanut butter drive, because even though there's no hook through Feedmore with Meals on Wheels, we're independent here, there is Feedmore grasp and touches all over Chautauqua County. And that's why the peanut butter drive is so important for us, because the food and the peanut butter and the money that is delivered and contributed that day on June 5th at the mall, that's going to get back in the hands of Feedmore to get meals in the hands of individuals all over Chautauqua County.
And again, give us the date and times at the Chautauqua Mall that people can stop by and drop things off.
Very much Saturday, June 5th. That is going to be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll be down near off in the parking lot of JCPenney.
All right. Barry Yoakum with Meals on Wheels of the Jamestown area. Thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Terry, for having us.
And that's been Community Spotlight for this week. I'm Terry Frank. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk with you again next week at this same time.